Oklahoma conservation leaders celebrating another high ranking by the Environmental Protection Agency regarding conservation efforts here in the state of Oklahoma. State leaders announcing that recent EPA numbers showing Oklahoma ranked among the top five states in controlling non-point source pollution in water for the second year in a row, thanks to conservation programs. It's the third year in a row to be in the top 10. Clay Pope is executive director of the Oklahoma Association of Conservation Districts. He says the great thing about these efforts is that it is a voluntary cost share effort. You've got local landowners that are putting some money up. They are cooperating with state agencies and federal agencies in coming up with the production practices, conservation practices that are making a difference in cleaning up the waterways. And he says this is all very similar to what was done with soil erosion, then the despair that was basically born out of the Dust Bowl of the 1930s. That's when the conservation efforts really began in this country. And he says that's made a difference, just as non-point source pollution efforts have made more recently.
A lot of times you hear about the problems that are out there in the countryside. But this shows that when we do work together, when we come together cooperatively, when the government reaches out to individuals, not through the iron fist of regulation, but with that open hand of friendship, when they say that we will work together to solve a problem, great things can happen. You know, there's been a lot of news lately, and Representative Arms alluded to it, the drought that we're going through right now. And, you know, I think it's always important that we remember that it wasn't that long ago, back in the 1930s, that this natural resource effort that we're working on now really began. And it was to address what was then the greatest ecological disaster in modern times, the Dust Bowl. But by working cooperatively, we were able to turn back that tide of dust. And again, we didn't run people off the land. We didn't tell anyone they were evil. There wasn't a great confrontation between the state and federal government and local landowners. No, it was an effort to go out and work cooperatively to find solutions that made economic sense for those landowners, to provide assistance in the form of cost share dollars and technical assistance to help those producers to understand what the practices that they needed to undertake on their land. And working together, we solved that great problem. That same, we, again, look today, one of the driest years we've ever had. I think it's now the driest 3-month or 4-month time period on record in the state of Oklahoma, and we don't see the dust storms. Why? Because of that approach, because of that work by the producers and that cooperative effort that was made between the state government and individual landowners to turn back that natural resource problem. It's that same approach that we're using today to address non-point source pollution, and I think the numbers that we're seeing, it's taken a little time. This effort's been going on for a long, long time now, but we're starting to see those efforts bear fruit, we're starting to see the results, and we're confident as we move forward we'll continue to see more success in the future, and we'll be able to address that natural resource problem the way that we've addressed so many others.
Clay Pope and other conservation leaders saying that they hope that the Environmental Protection Agency will recognize what can be done when landowners and the government work cooperatively to solve these kind of problems. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.